Well, today we're getting our hands a little sudsy in the best way possible. We're talking to Rebecca Doyle, the founder of Made By Me Workshop, a hands-on creative space in St. Peter's, Sydney, where people of all backgrounds come to learn craft and leave with something made by themselves. After years in the fashion industry, Rebecca launched Made By Me in 2017 to help people reconnect with the joy of creating, starting with the simple magic of soap making. Using natural ingredients, beautiful scents, and time-tested techniques, it's a family-run business with a lot of heart, and today we're diving into the process of soap making, from the ingredients to the experience and why it's become such a hit here in Sydney. And Rebecca's been telling me this is the best soap you can get your hands on in Sydney. Rebecca also joins me now. Rebecca, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here this afternoon. How did you decide to start Made By Me? Where did the idea come about?
I think I'd spent a lot of years in fashion, but specifically in sort of mass manufactured fashion. And I think I was just at a point where I wanted to just get back into a little bit of more hands-on making and not be so caught up in needing to make 10,000 units of exactly the same thing and rather just make one really fabulous thing. So that was probably, I was taking a break and I was just starting to try things, and just playing in my parents' backyard kind of led to the business.
Oh, wow. And so I hear that you didn't actually start off by making soap. You started by making resin art?
Yeah, at the time, resin art was becoming really popular. So, and I'd done a little bit of resin, played with resin at university. So I thought, oh, this is an easy thing for me to do.
Yeah.
So kind of, and I was living with my parents at the time as a fully grown adult. So I just decided to try and, play a little bit more with resin in an artful way rather than in a, you know, jewellery way, which was what I was doing at uni. And we did that for a few years. And initially I was just teaching in the backyard and then in my brother-in-law's restaurant and then in little ad hoc pop-up spaces. And ultimately we ended up with our own space after COVID, just as it was a pop-up. But then 2 years ago we moved into St. Peter's.
Wow. And the reason we have you here today is because we want to learn how soap is made.
Fantastic.
So Rebecca, how do you actually make soap?
Well, soap making's pretty easy, really. It's just taking a bunch of fat, adding caustic soda to it, and that takes it through a process called saponification. And
right,
at the end of that, you get soap.
So, and if I look in my kitchen, what fats can I use to make this soap?
Well, you can make all the soaps we make, with the exception of a goat milk soap, is a plant-based. You can actually use like animal fats as well. I'm a vegetarian, so I choose not to. But you can use beef, like tallow. But all of ours are scent like oils. So anything you've got in your kitchen, from olive oil, vegetable oil, avocado oil, castor oil,
wow,
coconut oil,
can be made in
all
soap,
those things can
like
be done.
It.
Yeah. You can't, I mean, you've got to use them in specific ratios with the caustic soda, which is lye, to get the saponification process correct. But essentially you can turn any oil into, or any fat into a bar of soap.
Yeah, it seems like it. How did you learn how to make soap?
Probably on the internet.
Oh, did you look it up on the internet?
I probably just, I'm a pretty avid researcher. Like when I get into something, I just go down the rabbit hole really hard until I kind
that's
of feel
so
like
relatable, yeah.
I know everything. Like I get kind of almost fanatical about it. Sometimes once I've learned something, I kind of erase it. But then once I've got it, it's there, you know, and it just, then I think the thing with soap making is there is a bit of science, and I think curiosity always leads you down the next step. But once you start doing it, the logic starts to kick in. And because I'd done some other crafts, especially resin, you know, resin goes through this exothermic reaction, like it pushes out heat. And when you understand things like that, soap making is a bit the same, candle making can be a bit the same. So there's just some logic that starts to apply and get transferred from skill to skill. Also, I'm a decent cook, so I guess that helps.
Yeah, wow. So how long did it actually take you to master the art of soap making? Because you were telling me earlier, this is the best soap you can get in Sydney. So you must have had to refine the recipe to get it to where it is now today.
Yeah, truthfully, I started with a pretty decent recipe and I tweaked it a little bit, sometimes based on availability, sometimes based on I've run out of one, let's try another. And it's really, once I got that first recipe, and I always have that thing with anything I do, great beginner's luck, and then you think you're a master, but it's not till you've done it 10 times that you start to fail.
Yeah, and then you look back at the one you originally did and you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
this
exactly,
is horrible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you've always got to keep your first, although maybe not soap, because you've got to always have that touch point back.
Yeah.
But I think as you start to trial and error a few things, but only just this year we've started adding into our workshop lineup a few new recipes. So we're calling them specialty soaps, because our core one is a, like we use olive oil, coconut oil, and a few other oils that escape me, shea butter. But yeah, now, yeah. Just this year, we've started to do a few different recipes for the customers that have been with us a few times and they want to try new things. So things that make the soap react differently. So we've been using goat milk, we've been using salt, and then even using some botanical plants and seeds and things to colour the soap. So that's kind of fun as well.
Great. Well, you are listening to 2SER right now. My guest is Rebecca Doyle. She is from the Made By Me workshop in St. Peter's. She does do classes where you can make your own soap. And we've been speaking to her today about the soap making process and what it involves. Rebecca, you were telling me your motto is, you know, making people get that feeling of, wow, I actually made this product. What's it like when people make their own soap bar? Do they get it straight away? And what's their reactions like?
It's funny. Our soap class is probably the most stressful class we do. There's this 5-minute window where literally the bucket of oil and fats turn to soap. Like, it happens really quickly.
Wow, I thought it took months, but yeah.
No, it's got to dry for about a month. Or cure for a month. But that process of like turning it from liquid to close to solid is really quick. So everyone gets a little bit stressed because I really stress that. And also there's a big safety element because you're working with caustic soda, and caustic soda is by definition caustic, so it will eat your skin. So you've got to be really careful, and we put a lot of safety steps in and overstress them probably, although we've never had any issues, so that's good.
Yeah.
But so once they get past that and they've made their soap and it's in the mold, there's just this like absolute feeling of elation. And we always say congratulations.
Yeah,
they must
be so excited.
Yeah, they're really excited. Like, it's just because it feels a little bit like cooking and a little bit like science, and it looks amazing. And the workshop smells so good because we only use essential oils, so it smells amazing.
Yeah, it would. And just quickly before we let you go, Rebecca, what other workshops do you offer if people want to get involved?
We do a huge range of workshops, anywhere from soap and candle making through to a few different embroidery classes, lampshade making, resin classes, block printing, and we're about to launch sewing classes. So we're really excited.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining me this Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.